This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Pinkney. The House Judiciary Committee in Washington got a detailed summary of the impeachment case against U.S. President Trump. Democrats charge he has abused his authority and that his behavior toward Ukraine presented a danger to national security. Democratic leaders are indicating they will announce articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump on this Tuesday. After 9.5 hours of often contentious hearing, Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
We know that his attempts to solicit a political favor from the government of Ukraine fit a pattern of conduct that the president established in 2016 when he solicited political assistance from the government of Russia. That pattern of misconduct undermines our national security and undermines free and fair elections.
And Ranking Committee Republican Doug Collins.
At the end of the day, your case isn't made. And one thing that just keeps amazingly said from Mr. Goldman to the chairman to others, that facts, these facts are undisputed. The very nature of the fact that I say I disagree and you say you don't is a disputed fact.
That is Representative Doug Collins. The Justice Department Inspector General has released a highly anticipated report on an investigation of Russian interference and Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky have met for the first time for talks on ending the military conflict in eastern Ukraine, which has claimed more than 13,000 lives since 2014. Mr. Putin and Zelensky were joined by French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who brokered a largely ineffective ceasefire in 2015. The four-way discussions represent the first time the heads of Ukraine and Russia have met since 2016. This is VOA News. Again, the U.S. Justice Department Inspector General released a highly anticipated report on the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The report is well short of what President Trump wanted to see. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Inspector General's report finds no evidence of the political bias President Trump claims tainted the Russia probe. But a summary of the report obtained by the Associated Press does cite performance failures up the FBI's chain of command and 17 significant errors or omissions in surveillance applications for Trump campaign aide Carter Page. At the same time, the Inspector General says there was no intentional misconduct and the FBI was justified in opening its investigation. Attorney General William Barr is rejecting that finding, calling the probe intrusive. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's reaction to the report was focusing on what the Inspector General found to be investigators' mistakes.
It is incredible, far worse than I would have ever thought possible. And it's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything that a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
U.S. President Trump. The U.S. government is said to have misled the public about failures in the Afghanistan war. That's according to a new published report. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
Documents obtained by the Washington Post show ever-changing U.S. strategy and misstatements about the state of the war in Afghanistan across three White House administrations. The Post obtained thousands of pages of documents through the Freedom of Information Act and lawsuits. It accessed interviews conducted in a lessons learned project by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. The project, known as SIGAR, has produced 7 reports so far. According to the Post, John Sopko, the head of SIGAR, admits the documents show the American people have constantly been lied to. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A New Zealand volcano erupted while tourists were exploring White Island. It is feared dozens could have died. Authorities say the site is still too dangerous for police and rescuers to search for the missing.
We know that there were a number of tourists on or around the island at the time, both New Zealanders and visitors from overseas. I know there will be a huge amount of concern and anxiety for those who have loved ones on or around the island at the time. And I can assure them police are doing everything they can.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, it is said that all the people who were on the island are thought to have died. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.